Hello and welcome back to the MRX Lab podcast, the show from FlexMR, where we investigate and explore topics on the fringes of market research. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Tommy Walters from Acast to discuss how insight is informing the future of podcasts. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
It's great to have you here. As you can probably tell, I'm really excited for today's episode. But before we jump in, why don't you give us a brief introduction to you, your role, and Acast?
Sure. So I've been at Acast for almost a year, leading commercial insights across North America, basically ingesting various forms of data throughout the organization and helping inform sales, marketing, and content decisions based on that data. Before Acast, I worked in the digital media space, doing research to sell content to streaming shows, creating thought leadership reports for sales teams, and proving the value of campaigns through different brand lift and measurement solutions. And now brand lift, thought leadership, and measurement specifically around podcasting is a big part of my job at Acast.
That's fascinating. So to pick up on that journey you've been on to date, to build a really in-depth understanding of audiences, podcasters, and advertisers, what can you tell us about what's gone into that?
Yeah, so basically my role involves taking in all the data we're collecting from our 40,000 podcasts on Acast's platform. In addition, running our own research projects to study podcast listeners and podcast listeners of specific genres and demographics, running brand lift and attribution research to understand benchmarks and to understand the value of podcasting to marketers, and taking the data that, you know, other companies are publishing as well and transforming all that data into case studies, thought leadership, pitches, rap reports, best practices, all to help our US and global sales teams. And our global team operates in 12 countries. So we're also trying to better understand podcast listeners across the world as well, all to help better monetize ads on podcasts.
That certainly sounds like a lot of research and data points to be working with, and a lot of use cases as well. Now, I understand you've partnered with Nielsen recently on a report into podcast audiences. What are some of the biggest, most surprising results to have come from that?
Yeah, that was a really fun project, and it was exciting. We got featured in Adweek and Digiday, Hollywood Reporter, and I think up to 12 different publications. So it was fun to see that research get spread pretty far and wide. So the idea around that was a lot of the existing podcast research being done by the market was simply consumption data. So things like the percentage of Americans who have heard a podcast before. With this research, we really wanted to dig deeper into who podcast listeners are and why they're listening and how that really differentiates from other mediums. And we found some really interesting findings. So for example, over half of podcast listeners re-listen to episodes multiple times. One in five listeners began listening in the past 6 months. And this explains why we see a lot less ad fatigue in podcasting than other mediums. And is also really exciting because the majority of new listeners are more diverse than the existing listeners. So the overall pool of listening is getting more varied and more diverse every month. We also found that over half of listeners listen to both fiction and nonfiction podcasts, which is like a way that the industry hadn't been thinking about podcasting in the fiction and nonfiction format. And finally, one of my favorites was we saw that listeners are actively listening to ads to support their favorite podcast hosts, which is really a deep level of listener podcaster relationship, which is unique to the medium that, you know, you're not seeing on cable TV or other mediums where there's an active buy-in from the listener to help the podcaster.
That all sounds incredible. It sounds like a really in-depth understanding of audiences, which just hasn't really existed in this space. Like you said, it's pretty common in podcasting, it seems, for a lot of the data and trends purely to be around that idea of consumption, how much, how often, and who, and not really scratching the surface beneath that. So that sounds like a fantastic asset for the industry as well. Are you able to share some of the practical ways that research and insight are informing the work that Acast do and informing your podcasters?
Yeah, sure. So on the podcaster front, the insights and trends that we're seeing help inform content creation, which is obviously a vital part of the industry. Like based on our listener research, with like the Nielsen study, we're better positioned to give listeners the type of experiences they're craving from the podcasts that they love, that we have influence over. We're also in the business of signing new podcasters to our network, and the trends and the research helps our acquisition team determine the different types of podcasts we should be focusing on to bring into the Acast platform and you know, the ones we expect to grow in the future, so where we can invest our money.
Sounds like some really important insights there. Now, podcasting is still relatively a new form of media in terms of popularity and adoption. So what do you find to be some of the most exciting and challenging aspects of working in that kind of space?
Yeah, so understanding our audience is a big challenge for me, since Acast reaches so many different people. Like I said before, we have over 40,000 podcasts, and we had 3.75 billion listens on our podcasts last year. So understanding all those different audiences so that we can match them with the right advertisers is a big focus of mine. Really, the exciting part for me is that since podcasting is still new and growing, there are so many different types of research that Acast plans to bring to market. One study I'm particularly excited about is being released this year and looks at the variety of different factors in all the ads we are running to build best practices for brands and podcasters in order to help them get the most out of their ads and sponsorships. So that's a fun one that will be coming out this year that, you know, will have broad implications for both our podcasters and the industry.
And when you talk about all these different audiences you have to serve, you've got Acast, the company itself, you've got advertisers, podcasters, listeners, the industry. Out of interest, how do you find that balance of having so many stakeholders invested in what you do?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the reason why we're pretty data agnostic, and we accept data from, you know, so many different sources, because we need to have as deep a level of understanding as possible. And, you know, that's just part of the job, is working with people throughout the organization, from marketing to sales to content, and, you know, finding the best data sources for each of those groups.
So based on your knowledge and the research you've been involved in, how do you see the podcast industry evolving over the next couple of years?
Well, we know that podcasting as a medium generally skews younger, to millennials and Gen Z. And in a new piece of research, we saw that overall 67% of marketers in the US and the UK think that podcasts are a good use of marketing dollars. And looking specifically at under 35-year-olds working in the marketing industry, that number jumps to 8 in 10. So I think a lot of marketers will be making podcasting more of a focus in the coming years. We are also starting to see listeners expecting ads and responding best to ads created specifically for the podcasting space. This shows that in the coming years, you're going to see marketers and advertisers really dive into creative audio experiences to connect and target audiences through podcasts as a focus of their campaigns, and not just as, you know, a small part.
A really exciting few years to come then.
Yeah, we certainly hope so.
Now, we're just coming up on the 10-minute mark now. So before we go, Tommy, is there one key thing you'd like our listeners to take away from today's episode?
I think the main thing to keep in mind is just how quickly podcasting is growing and how attractive a medium it is for advertisers. So just watch the space, because the players in the industry are doing a lot of really interesting innovation, and there's so much great content being produced, you know. So, you know, specifically MRX Lab is a great listen for the nerds of the world like me. So keep up the good work, Chris.
Thank you so much. and of course, other podcasts available. There is just such a selection out there now. And I think the work you guys are doing is absolutely fantastic in providing us podcast hosts, advertisers, and that whole spectrum of industry professionals with much more robust data. A great note to end the show on. Tommy, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. And thank you to everybody listening as well. We'll be back next month to discuss the emergence of thoughtful data and the challenge of scaling human-centric qual. Until then, I've been your host, Chris Martin, and this has been the Emirates Lab.